Join Darlene Sailin now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
An English earl who was visiting the Fiji Islands years ago remarked to an elderly chief, "You're a great leader, but it's a pity you've been taken in by those foreign missionaries. They only want to get rich through you. No one believes the Bible anymore." The old chief's eyes flashed. "See that great rock over there? On it we smashed the heads of our victims. Notice the furnace next to it? In that oven we roasted their bodies. If it hadn't been for those good missionaries and the love of Jesus that changed us from cannibals into Christians, you'd never leave this place alive. You'd better thank the Lord for the gospel." Today, God still changes lives 180 degrees. Listen to Roy's testimony. Hooked on beer, whiskey, and any drug he could get his hands on, he partied until he nearly died. At a point of desperation, Roy was ready to try anything. His little sister went to church, so he asked her if maybe church would change his life. She called an evangelist who came and told Roy how to accept Jesus as his Savior. "What have I got to lose?" Roy thought. That day, he asked the Lord into his heart and life. The next morning, he awoke overflowing with love and joy. All the hate and anger was gone. He had never been so high in his life. He told his girlfriend he loved her, but he couldn't sleep with her any longer unless they got married. He also told her that he had no desire to drink or do drugs anymore. She said, "You couldn't have changed like this overnight. You're faking it." "You're right, I couldn't," he said. "But God changed me." Roy adds, "My friends, you're never too far gone for God to forgive you and to change your life. I know." The Bible says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Maybe these stories today were for you. Maybe you're ready for a 180-degree change.
You've been listening to Darlene Sailin's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.